This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to Ron Sedgy Today. Our second hour, we have Amber Balkin joining us. There's a new show called Racing Wives. Now, she's not a wife of a race car driver. She is a race car driver. But you have the wife of Kurt Busch and Kyle Busch, Austin Dillon. It's a great new show, and we'll be talking to Amber about it. Then, a show in syndication that is hotter than can be. That's why they call it Hot Bench. And Judge Domingo will be here to talk about it. Three judges on this show, and she's one of them. The second season of Haunted House Guest is premiering, and the Ghost Brothers will be here to talk about it. And then Labor Day travel next weekend is going to be a lot of cars on the road. Make sure your car is safe, and we'll check in with safety expert Zach Jobe to tell you how to make it safe. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy Today. Does your car, RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years' experience is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide. For your convenience, visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today. I've said this a million times on this show over the past 28 years that I love NASCAR racing and was part of that whole following of being fans of people like Fireball Roberts and Joe Weatherly, and now, of course, in the 21st century. And a couple of weeks ago, we had on two cheerleaders from the TV show on CMT, Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders making of the team. And now, a couple of weeks back, I think it was last week, last Friday, a new show premiered following that one on CMT called Racing Wives. And joining us right now is a lady you're going to hear a lot about in the future when it comes to racing. Our guest is Amber Balkin. Hi, Amber. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me.
I think that we have to start off by saying that this name of the docuseries, if you will, is called Racing Wives. But you go a step further. You're the racer.
Correct, yes. I'm in a unique position because I'm in a show titled Racing Wives. However, I'm not a wife of a race car driver. I am the race car driver. I'm actually just a girlfriend and a girlfriend of a football player. So we are two athletes in a relationship. But when it comes to being at the racetrack, I'm the one in the driver's seat.
Wow, unbelievable. The first Canadian female to win a NASCAR sanctioned race. Explain to somebody listening what a sanctioned race for NASCAR is vis-a-vis if you are at Talladega.
Yeah, absolutely. So with NASCAR, like other sports, there's many different levels. The ones that most people are familiar with is the NASCAR Cup Series. That's what you see on Sundays.
Right.
With, you know, Kyle Larson and Kyle Busch and Kurt Busch. That's what you see on Sundays. However, there's four other different levels of NASCAR. The first one being the NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series. That's kind of your local NASCAR series. And that's where I became the first Canadian female to win a NASCAR sanctioned race. So that was the first series of NASCAR.
Now, what does it take, Amber, to get into the other series, the one that we watch on Sunday afternoon and Saturday evenings?
Ron, it takes money. Racing is an extremely expensive sport,
right,
and you definitely need to have the talent, but more than anything, you need to have the financial backing.
Right.
And that's having that big sponsor that's going to help you bring to the top. And the reason I'm so fortunate to be a part of the show is to gain that extra exposure and hopefully attract sponsors to want to partner with me. I'm someone who comes from dirt track racing. My dad told me at 10 years old, if I want to race, I have to do it on my own, and that means working on the car myself and finding the sponsorship and funding to pay for my racing. So for the last 17 years, that's been the game, raising money to be on the racetrack.
You work on your own car. You might, Amber, be the most desired woman in the world for any guy if you work on your own car. You know that, don't you? You're really up the ante a little bit. Now, let's talk about the show, Racing Wives. It includes Samantha and Ashley Busch, of course, married to the brothers of Kyle and Kurt Busch. Yourself. We also have, I think there is Whitney Ward Dillon, who is the wife of Austin Dillon. She's a former Tennessee Titans cheerleader. And am I missing anybody in this?
Yeah, one of the other main cast members is Mariel Lane, and she's married to crew member on Austin Dillon's car.
Okay. Now, what does this show do? I know that it's kind of designed to go into the personal, professional lives of the husbands, actually, and in your case, you, and tell about all the tensions, the fears, and what goes through yourself and the wives of these drivers who have to watch their husbands, and in your case, your boyfriend watching you, go 200 miles around the track with your life on the line.
Right. It's definitely an intense industry, that's for sure. So the Racing Wives goes behind-the-scenes look of the NASCAR drivers' lives and the wives and the crazy life that they live. You know, they race 38 times a year, which is almost every weekend, and they live in the buses at the track every weekend, and they're traveling tons, and then what it means to support your significant other. But my storyline is more so trying to find the sponsorship to race, since especially nowadays it's all about sponsorship and racing, and if you can't find that sponsor, you can't race.
And you know, I don't think a lot of people realize that, and of course every time you win or in the top 10 or unfortunately have an accident, the camera's on you, and those are penetration times that the advertiser really looks for. You know, they don't want to see somebody in the 29th place in the camera never showing their logo on the side of the car. But, you know, this is, I think, a very cavalier move on your behalf because, of course, Danica Patrick had a lot of success. And now I'm going to really support you, Amber, because I think a female in racing is great. If you could cross that finish line in a NASCAR race, you would be the queen of this sport, I guarantee you. But here you are, you're coming from Canada, and you're a young lady in a very American male-oriented sport. I guess the analogy I use is like a American in a hockey game. That's about as rare as it gets, you know what I mean? But that's a tough challenge, Amber.
Definitely it is. But you know what the awesome thing about racing and the thing I've always loved about it is, it is one of the very few sports that not only Canadians and Americans can compete together, but a male and a female can compete at the exact same level, and there's just not a lot of sports that you can have that. So I'm super grateful to be able to experience this, and I just really hope that I can help or get the financial backing that I need to move up the ranks. I know I can win in a car. It's just a matter of getting that financial backing. And now, you know, you talked about the sponsor logo being seen on TV, but nowadays it's even more than that. With social media and everything, you really need to prove your value to a potential company, because it's more than just seeing a logo on the car now. So that's why I really try to utilize my social media to be, you know, that social influencer, that I can be a positive spokesperson and brand ambassador for a company, because there's so much more that we need to do for those companies off the racetrack, and that's what I think I really bring to the table, is kind of that underdog story for a company to be a part of my journey.
Well, I got to tell you something. You're good. I mean, you're very articulate. Once you cross that finish line, I mean, the sponsorships are going to run to you. You're the perfect spokesperson. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, even the wives here that we talk about, Samantha, Ashley, Whitney, everybody's very articulate in this sport. I remember when I used to watch it back in the 60s as a kid. You know, the guy would get out of the car. He never saw a microphone and a camera in his life. This has come full circle. Is there an interesting story that you can whet our appetite about the next episode?
The next episode, you'll see me and Samantha have a business relationship in the show, but the first two episodes, it was a little rough. So this next episode coming up, you'll see if we're going to mend our relationship or if we're going to end it. And maybe KBM, Kyle Busch Motorsports, isn't the team for me, or maybe it is. We're not really sure yet. So you'll get to see that. You'll get to see a little bit more of my family life coming in and my personal life coming in. And that's the part I really want the fans to see, because even though I have two great supportive parents, it's been tough because I don't have that famous last name or that big funding from my family, which nowadays most NASCAR drivers have one of the two.
Yeah. Amber, I know that they talk to the wives about the tension and the fear that they have while they're sitting in the stands or up in the pit box booth, but what about your boyfriend? Did they talk to him about the anxiety that he has when he sees this very lovely girl that he's going out with or anything around the track?
I think it's definitely different, that's for sure, but the one thing is football and racing actually have a lot of similar parallels, and he's going head-to-head with 300-pound guys every play. So the concussion prevention, all that stuff is actually really similar, and the injuries, and it's all really similar. So as much as he definitely doesn't like seeing me crash or hear about me crash or anything like that, he knows it's kind of part of the sport. Just like when I watch him play football, you know, right now he actually has a ACL, LCL, and meniscus injury. He's rehabbing that right now. So it's kind of just a part of the sport, but being two athletes, it's great because we really understand each other, and whether we have a good race or bad race, good game or bad game, we know how to be there for each other.
And there's members of your family. You're a third-generation racer that raced before you, is there not?
Correct, yes. My mother's dad, my grandpa, he's in lots of motorsports Hall of Fame, and he was kind of the pioneer of our racing. And then my dad still races to this day. He races dirt track late models. My parents met at the racetrack and had me, and I've been at the racetrack since I've been in my mom's belly. So it really is in my blood, and it's a part of me.
Wow, that's sensational. Well, we're going to be watching, okay? It's Friday night, 10 o'clock Eastern and Central Time on CMT. It follows, of course, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders show, Making of the Team. It's called Racing Wives, and one of its stars is race car driver Amber Balkin, who you've got to remember her name because she's going to be a superstar in this business. Amber, it's great having you on board. Please come back again. You're a terrific guest.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me. You're awesome, too.
And I'm going to be rooting for you in the stands. You're going to be my new hero out there.
Thank you. I really appreciate the support.
Okay, thanks, Amber. Well, I tell you, she's the one to watch in the NASCAR circuit. Yes, indeed. When she gets out of that, I guess it's like a pony league when they have different, like the Xfinity and stuff like that. She gets into the NASCAR circuit, boy, she is going to be huge. And the name of the show is Racing Wives. They should have one called Talk Show Wives. Radio and television talk show wives. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we had a judge on from a very popular television show that's doing so good. I'm so pleased with this because I love the show. It's called Hot Bench. And now we have the pleasure of talking to another one of the judges. Before I bring her on, though, I have to tell you that we always get these little resumes of what our guest has been doing and accomplished and so on and so forth. I would love to read you all the things that our next guest has done in her remarkable career. But we would be here for a life sentence. It would go on forever and ever. Joining us right now from the hot bench is Justice Patricia M. DeMango. Hello, Judge. How are you?
Ron, I'm fine. How are you doing over there on the East Coast?
I'm doing excellent, and thank you for joining us. And congratulations on the success that the show has had, averaging more than 3.5 million viewers daily. Those are huge numbers for daytime television.
They are, and we are thrilled that we are being received so warmly and so graciously by the public.
Why do you think the attraction? Because I know Judge Judy produces this show, but, you know, you're beating out shows in syndication like Ellen and Live with Kelly. It just seems like that format, although there have been successful and unsuccessful ones, seems to be like in the early days like wrestling was.
It's true, and I've noticed the same thing, and I think it's because people, you know, life is difficult, and I think people really want to see a quick resolution. They want to see things happen immediately, and they want to see them happen justly and reasonably, and I think they get that from the TV judge shows. But more importantly, with our show, I think the intrigue to the viewer is that we are three people. We have three separate opinions most of the time, and we go to chambers, and we really do talk out how we feel and how we think about this case. And that's what I believe brings the viewer in. You know, you can like all of us, you can like one of us, but, you know, you want to know what we have to say and what we're thinking, even if you don't agree. And I think people take an interest in one particular judge as well. And during the course of the deliberations, they may say, what is Judge Patricia going to say? What is Judge Michael going to say? You know, they really look into it. And it's just been wonderful, and I think the viewer really goes for that.
Is there any topic, Judge, that you kind of stay away from? I mean, I know going down your resume, you have done so many things, including murders of young children and other crimes against children and hate crime murders, but for the on-the-air syndication, are there a few that you just don't address?
No, In fact, I've often taken much of the methodology that I've used on the Supreme Court bench to handle these extremely serious cases. You know, you bring them down to the level of this case in front of you, but I've used that methodology and used the analytical approach that I've taken in those very serious cases to, for instance, like a dog that's injured. A dog is, you know, an innocent victim, just like a child, mm-hmm. a child who's not able to communicate. So you have two victims, both are innocent, and you have an injury that's sustained. And you need to really peel back the layers of the facts to say, how am I going to figure out how this occurred? And it's amazing how you can translate from one case to another. And that's what I do, despite the differences in the seriousness.
You know, the one accomplishment that I really admire you for.
No, which one?
Is the fact that you became the first Italian-American woman to hold a position in New York City, appointed by Mayor Giuliani, because as a fellow Italian, I'm proud that you have accomplished what you have. That's great.
Thank you so much. And really, I have to tell you, the Italian-American community in New York was, you know, they were overwhelmed, they were thrilled, and as well as that appointment to be the first judge sitting in the criminal courts yeah. in the city of New York, I was also the first elected Supreme Court justice in Brooklyn as an Italian-American woman.
That's great.
So, yeah, it was terrific, and I'm just thrilled it happened.
I just don't know how you find the time to do this show. You have so many things, not only in the legal profession, but items that you give back to as far as public service items are concerned. It's just staggering that you are able to put the show, you know, in the middle of all this.
You know, I always find the busier people are, the more time they have to do things across the board. No matter what your field is, no matter what your interests are, I notice that busy people can be more busy for some reason. They find the time to do it. And you just do, because there's an intrinsic reward as well as the extrinsic rewards that you're giving to the other people. And you just do.
Is there anybody in your family that's in the legal profession?
No. My immediate family, no. My father was an oral surgeon. My mother was involved in the school board. They were more in the medical field for some reason.
I think you do what I think so many individuals should do that are making decisions, lifetime decisions for some people, is to get the street smart in addition to the book knowledge, and you have done just that with a balance of street smarts and legal knowledge, a development psychology and education in your background. I was pretty impressed by the fact that you were pursuing a master's degree and you were a school teacher at the same time in New York City public schools, giving a lot of attention to special education children and emotional and intellectual deficiencies. So I'm seeing somebody that not only knows how the law is and how it's interpreted, but also been involved firsthand with the problems that bring young people and old people alike to the justice system in the first place.
You know, Ron, what you're pointing out to me, the background, the experience, the psychology, the teaching, those experiences have been invaluable to me on the bench. You know, I grew up playing ball in the schoolyard. That's what I did. You know, we weren't playing tennis and we weren't playing golf back then. We were playing paddleball and racquetball and punchball and stickball. And you know, I'd get up in the morning and go in the schoolyard. And you really learn about people, you know, when you're playing those kinds of sports with them, and you're all working together, and you do your analysis of who's truthful, your analysis of who's doing the right thing, teaching, all of that put together really did, I think, help me and prove invaluable on the bench. And I'm so glad. I wouldn't change a thing about my background.
And I wouldn't want you to either, because it's one to be very proud of. Well, Judge, thank you for joining us. Congratulations again on the success of Hot Bench. And you got to check your local listings for Time and Station. It's one of the fastest growing shows in syndication. Is it the third or the fourth year? I know you started your third season on the 12th last September, but is it the third or the fourth season now?
This week we tape will be our last tape session for season 3, and right after that we start taping for season 4. We've been picked up for the fourth season.
Oh, congratulations. Couldn't happen to a better group of judges. We need you on the Supreme Court now, okay? That's what we need you on. Judge, thank you for joining us. We'll be watching, and please return. We'd love to have you come back, okay?
Ron Seggi, ciao.
Thank you. Ciao to you, too. I could say a few things, but I know. It's a family show, so I'm just going to leave it at ciao. How's that?
All right, because they may understand.
Yeah, and plus, the last thing I need to do is come before you for some kind of violation of ethics or something. I need that, like, all in it. Thank you very much, Judge. Appreciate it.
Ciao. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Our special guest is has been Judge Patricia M. DeMango, one of the three judges on Hot Bench, now in syndication, starting its fourth season very shortly. And again, check your local listings for time and station. And let it never be said that we don't have any class on the show. You know, having a judge on is pretty heady stuff. And there's more to come, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is in France for the G7 summit.
So far, so good. The weather is perfect. The guest is fantastic. Everybody's getting along. And I think we'll accomplish a lot this weekend. And I look forward to it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
But there are leaders, including Britain's Boris Johnson, that say they're concerned over his trade war with China. The president is now threatening to use the emergency authority granted by an obscure 1977 act to order American businesses to cut ties to China. He later tweeted that he was threatening to make use of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which was intended to target terrorists and rogue regimes. It's still not clear if he can or will try to use the act to force American businesses to separate from China.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Boy, you talk about excited about a new show that's coming out. That's this guy right here, because I am. It's a new show that's going to premiere Friday at 9 p.m., and it's on the Travel Channel, and it's called Ghost Brothers Haunted House Guest. Well, that's going to be something. Joining us right now is Dalen Spratt, Juwan Mass, and Marcus Harvey. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, let's go right down the line here, okay? We'll start with Dalen, all right? Tell us a little bit about Ghost Brothers Haunted House Guest, because this is going to be a show that I guarantee our listeners are going to be viewing after they hear this.
Oh, for sure, for sure. It's definitely one of a kind of show. So what's dope about this is our second attempt at having a hit show, and this is going to be our second hit show. And what it is it's our natural growth from the original Ghost Brothers. The original Ghost Brothers, we were just dropped off in some of the world's most haunted locations and just kind of see how we fare out. Mm-hmm. But there was really no resolve. We were just trying to get our feet wet in the paranormal, because we were just three regular guys at home that used to watch these shows just like everybody else.
Right.
And the world has been, you know, able to see our growth through the paranormal journey. But with this new show, literally the past year and a half, over 500 people have written to us and told us that their houses were haunted, asking, could we come visit them? Could we help them out? Is there anything that the Ghost Brothers could do for their family? So we decided to take that concept and to make it into something really, really great. So now people reach out to us. We go to their homes. We help them and their families find some type of resolve for all the unexplainable occurrences in their houses.
Now, Dalen, you've been described as the kind of ringleader of the team, but you had an encounter with the paranormal when you were very young. And when I read this, man, I tell you, I got the chills. Can you tell us what happened to you that got you interested in this at a very young age?
Yes, sir. So I was probably about 7, and I was visiting my grandmother in West Texas, a small town called McCamey. And everyone knows everybody in this town. And it's when I was there that summer, this gentleman who was a friend of my cousin, he got into a domestic dispute with his girlfriend. He ended up shooting himself and shooting his girlfriend. She survived. He passed away. With the town being so small and everyone knowing everyone, my grandmother and her friend decided to go to the wake of the young man to view the body. So they brought me with them, and I remember walking into the sanctuary of the church and seeing the casket and walking up to the body, seeing this young man just laying in this casket with a light gray suit, a white shirt, and a skinny black tie. And literally, I remember just looking at him. He just looked peaceful, like he was asleep. But at 7, I knew that he shot himself in the head, and he should look worse than that. Well, my grandmother was like, oh, baby, he just did a really good job at the funeral home. Like, they do good work here. Don't worry about that. So I'm like, all right, whatever. But her friend asked me, she was like, Dalen, have you ever touched a dead body? Wow. And I told her no. And this woman literally grabbed my 7-year-old hand and put it on the chest of this dead body in the casket. And I remember just being so afraid, and I checked my hand back.
What, taking advantage of?
Very much taking advantage of. Felt like a gang initiation. But I checked my hand back, and, you know, later that night, I was at my grandmother's house. It had to be like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. I just remember waking up in the middle of the night and looking into the door frame, and literally that same man was standing in the kitchen.
Go.
Wow. Light gray jacket, white shirt, skinny black tie. It was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. Ever. So today, that's called an attachment, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, but back then, I just knew he was some creepy man that ain't supposed to be there looking at me.
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't even there, and that scared the hell out of me. You can just imagine why you felt. Juwan, you're a former Eagle Scout, so you're, you know, you know your way around, right? But when you were 12 years old, you started getting interested in this. What made you interested at such a young age?
I'm actually currently an Eagle Scout. Once an Eagle, always an Eagle.
Always. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's the same mistake I made with the Marines, too.
As you can tell, I get made fun of for this on a consistent basis.
No. That's not nothing to make fun of. That's an accomplishment that is well-deserved for all the hard work that you gentlemen put into it.
I appreciate you, sir. I appreciate you. What kind of got me more curious about this paranormal world was definitely after an experience when I was about 12 in a small town in Mississippi near my grandmother's house. There's a graveyard. And that graveyard, it was said to be haunted, but the kids in the neighborhood, we used to dare each other to run through it. And I took that dare, and I started running through this graveyard. And immediately, I started feeling this energy of somebody running behind me. I initially just thought it was the children that I was playing with, and it wasn't. And so I kept running, and this presence just gets heavier and heavier. And I turn around, it's like there's nothing there. But then I realize, I don't think I can outrun this. And so, like, at that moment, I'm like, there's definitely some energy out here that we can't see and we can't explain. And that kind of sparked my curiosity. And so now I went from being chased by ghosts to chasing ghosts.
Chasing ghosts. Now, Marcus, you are the spiritual member of the group, but you're also a barber. What age did you get interested in it? And what is the background of, other than these experiences, to actually attract these, quote, haunted houses and the ghosts that are in it? What's your theory on that, Marcus, and how did you get involved?
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny that how I got involved. It actually became because I was a barber. I actually was cutting David's hair when we were in college, and started cutting Juwan's hair. And, you know, when you're talking to your barber, everybody knows their
right.
relationship with their barber is probably one of the strongest relationships that you have. You share everything with your barber. You share when you're about to propose. You share when you're about to do, you know, all these other things. And one time, this young man, David, sat in my chair and said, "Hey, man, I think we should hunt ghosts." I said, "Well, I think you should get out of my chair and pay me without me finishing cutting your hair." But it still worked. Actually, we just got into it and just started working from there, and it was just amazing. I mean, because like you said, being one of the spiritual cats, you know, I was an assistant to a pastor at the time when we started this, and it was just like, you know, just bringing that spiritual into the paranormal just was something that just came natural. It's still been scary, man. It still gets me every once in a while, like, oh, there's actually some entities in this house.
Now, let's go back to the show itself, all right? Now, the first episode is called The Wedding Cake House. And now, when you go in, do you, in a lot of the cases, I'm sure that's not always the case, but I don't know, do you see these ghosts? Do you see these haunted things that the people say that they see when you're not there?
Yeah. There's been a lot of different cases where we've gone to these houses, and we've definitely validated the claim.
But can you get it on film? That's the thing that has always bewildered me, because, you know, it's like they say all the old movies, you know, you can't see the ghost in the mirror. I mean, have you captured it, or is that a tough thing to do?
It's definitely something tough, because it's random. Like, I liken it to hunting all the time, like people that go hunting. There's a billion deer in the woods, but it seems like when you're out there looking for one, you very rarely find any.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that with paranormal investigating. There's spirits everywhere, but the likelihood of you catching one on camera is, you know, slim to none. But I can say we've been fortunate in our original series, Ghost Brothers. Like Juwan mentioned, we were at this place called Old City Jail, and on camera we were actually able to catch a walking shadow figure. And I feel like that's very, very, very rare. So for us to catch one in the series, like, that was super dope.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a lot of things that we catch this year. And this season, we have a lot of, like, equipment that you can kind of measure, from the SLS cam to, you know, just REM pods. There's a lot of, like, different tools that we use and technology that we use just to measure it. So, I mean, this season you're going to see all of those tools come heavily worked, because when I say we went into these homes, and these homes had a lot of stuff going on in them, and we had a lot of readings and a lot of measurements, and we were able to show a lot of things to folks. So when you tune in, you'll see all that stuff and how you can capture it.
Yeah. There's a lot of sure doubting Thomases listening to us right now, but you guys really believe in this. I mean, this is nothing that is, you know, show business. This is something that you honestly have seen and experienced, correct?
Correct.
Well, we're going to be watching. There's no doubt about it, gentlemen, and it's called Ghost Brothers. Haunted House Guest is premiering this Friday at 9 p.m. on the Travel Channel. How many shows do you have on the cam right now?
So we have literally, it's an 8-part series.
Oh, wow.
Coming. So yeah, we have 8 strong episodes, and every episode is better than the last. So it's super dope.
I don't think you're going to have any problem drawing in a big audience for this. Our guest, Dalen Spratt, Juwan Mass, Marcus Harvey, all together they are known as the Ghost Brothers. And the name of the show is Ghost Brothers Haunted House Guest, premiering Friday at 9 p.m. on the Travel Channel. Gentlemen, would you do me a favor and please come back? I can't wait to see the show so I can talk more about it.
Man, we believe love
Absolutely. And we appreciate that invite.
I need you really to come over to my studio because I think I got a couple of ghosts from Doc Show host past, okay?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
You always do. See, them viewers aren't saying nothing about it. They know you're haunted over there.
I just hope Johnny Carson is watching over me. That's all I care about. Gentlemen.
There it is.
Okay, we'll be watching, and thanks for joining us, my friends.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. I tell you, I'm really excited about this show. It's called Ghost Brothers Haunted House Guests. Premieres Friday on the Travel Channel at 9 p.m. Eastern and Central Time. And there's more to come today with Ron Seggi.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The USA and around the world, it's Ron Seggi today. Well, next weekend is the big weekend. Now, a lot of people say, Oh, it's the end of the summer, but when you're down here in Florida, you look forward to the fall because it's a lot cooler. But it's also the weekend that you think about maybe some last summertime driving in the country on vacation, doing something nice, and you're going to be in your car, and we want to keep you safe. So we're going to be talking to an automotive expert. I love talking to car guys. Got one myself for your Labor Day getaway. Joining us right now from Donut Media. I love that name. Zach Job. Hi, Zach. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
It is so important to have a car ready if you're going to go out on a family outing for the weekend or any time for that matter, because it is a real challenge when you break down on the side of the road, especially if you don't know anything about it. But before we do that, let's talk about Donut Media, which is one of the largest and fastest growing automotive YouTube channels.
Sure. It's a YouTube channel. We make basically educational videos about cars. We're trying to breed more and more car people like ourselves. So I've actually got a show coming up. It's called Money Pit, and I'm gonna teach people how to work on cars, how to modify cars, and how car parts work. So check us out on YouTube at Donut Media. We have a lot of fun, and I think anybody who has any interest in cars will love what we make. And like you said, it is really important to have a sound car to take a road trip in. And Ron, I am a huge advocate of road trips. They're one of my favorite things in the world. But you know what they say, the best road trip is one where you actually get where you're going.
Right. Safely. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think a lot of road trip woes can be avoided by just starting with the basics, you know. I think it's a good idea to check your fluids, you know, pop the hood and check your brake fluid, check your engine coolant, check or fill up your windshield washer tank to wipe off all the bugs. And, of course, you need to check your engine oil, the lifeblood of your engine. And beyond checking the level, you need to check when it was changed last. And you also need to take into account how many miles you're about to rack up on your road trip. You know, so if you're due for an oil change or close to it, it's really imperative that you get that done before you hit the road. And when you do, it's also imperative that you use a high-quality synthetic motor oil like Mobil 1 as opposed to a conventional motor oil. Mobil 1 advanced synthetic motor oils are designed to keep important engine parts in excellent condition for 250,000 miles.
Wow.
And when you compare them to, conventional oils, Mobil 1 synthetic motor oils offer outstanding performance, long-lasting protection, and extended engine life. It's really awesome stuff.
What is the difference between the synthetic oil and the old detergent oils?
Well, there are still detergents. It's mostly in the way that it's manufactured. The synthetic oils are a lot more consistent, and they contribute to extended engine life. And that's why Mobil 1 can say that, you know, they see 250,000 miles. So, yeah, it's a consistency.
You know, people now seem to be trending towards keeping their cars longer because the new cars are so expensive. So keeping the upkeep of that car up to snuff is really important in order to accomplish that. I mean, if you can get 250,000 miles out of an automobile because you're maintaining it properly, and you're going to save a ton of money going into a dealer and spending $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000.
Exactly, and that's really what we're trying to say at Donut. You know, if you take care of your car, it'll treat you well, and it'll last a long time and save you money in the long run. And beyond that, it's a great idea to learn how to change your oil and do that kind of basic maintenance stuff yourself so you can save even more money.
Check tire pressure is another one, and of course the tread.
That's a huge one.
Yeah. What is the quarter test you talk about?
So it's actually a penny test. It's,
you know, with inflation, it's now a penny. It used to be a quarter in the old days.
Yeah, well, so, you know, you do need to make sure you use a penny because you're basically taking a measurement with it. So you basically stick a Blinken head first into the tread of your tire, and as long as the tread covers up the hair on the top of his head, you're okay. But if it doesn't, you need to replace them. And while you're doing that, you should also check the pressure in your tires, including the pressure in your spare tire, which I think gets overlooked pretty often. And, you know, if you have a flat, you're really going to be upset with yourself if your spare is also flat. So, and with that, it's also important to take the tire pressure recommendation from the car, either in the driver's door jam or in the owner's manual, so that you're using the correct tire pressure. It's not what it says on the side of the tire pressure. That's a different specification. Make sure you use quality tools as well.
Right. Now, you talk about checking all the fluids. I'm going to give you an example. I'm a car guy and I collect cars. But I have one car that I recently put a master cylinder on, and they bled the brakes. That's what they're supposed to do. It still goes to the floor, and there's full fluid in it. What could that be?
Interesting. You said the master cylinder was replaced?
Yes.
No leaks anywhere?
No leaks anywhere. They claim that maybe it's the ABS because it goes from the master cylinder to the ABS, but that looks like it's in good shape, too. And it goes right to the floor, new brakes, new master cylinder, and they bled them.
Check it out.
It's a Mercedes, a newer Mercedes.
A newer one? You know, often newer cars do have issues with the ABS pumps, and it's not something that you can diagnose from looking at it. Sometimes they, if they just get a small amount of air into the pump, it can be a huge pain to bleed that out.
Mm-hmm.
And there are often manufacturer-specific bleeding processes for an ABS pump.
Okay.
So just traditional pedal bleeding won't necessarily get that air out. So they could be onto something with the ABS pump, but they need to find out what the specific bleeding process for that pump is.
Is it dangerous? I have brake, but is it dangerous to take it to the floor?
Well, it can be if you're pushing your master cylinder beyond where it, you know, where its intended travel is. So it's tough to say for sure, but I would definitely try to get that sorted out before driving on that too much, because anything with your brakes, you know, you don't want to mess with.
Right. See, I tell you something. This is great, this YouTube channel you have. I mean, because you get to know all of these things that we're talking about today. 2.2 million subscribers and over 300 million views, not to mention Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. Boy, I tell you, you're out there, Zach, and that's great. Where can we go for more information on everything that we talked about, including the synthetic oil? Because that is so important. That is like taking cholesterol medicine if you got, you know, high cholesterol.
That is exactly what it's like. That's a really good point. You can go to mobileoil.com to find the right high-quality motor oil for your car. And you can check us out at Donut Media on YouTube or on Instagram, and come see the kind of fun videos we make about cars.
I'd be less than honest with you if I didn't ask you how you got the name Donut Media.
Well, you know, it's just we're a company based around having fun, and what could be more fun than doing some donuts in people's cars?
Okay, for those people who don't know what he's talking about, he's not talking about Dunkin' Donuts. He's talking about going someplace where there's a dirt foundation and just putting that car round and round and round like they do when they win the NASCAR series. Hey,
that's right.
Zach, you're a good guest, and do us a favor. Come back again, and we can chat cars again, okay?
Absolutely. That sounds fun.
Happy Labor Day to you, my friend.
Hey, thanks. You too, Ron.
And we invite everybody to take Zach's suggestions if you want to have a safe and fun Labor Day weekend out in the car in the open road. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades. That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include the lovely actress Donna Mills from Low Cash Chris Lucas, Captain Ron Nielsen talking about how to get over traveling in the air, and actress Tia Mori. Also want to thank from Racing Wives Amber Belkin, Judge Domingo, one of the judges on Hot Bench, from the Haunted House Guest second season, the Ghost Brothers, and Zach Job talking about Labor Day safety when you travel in your car. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today on the Labor Day weekend. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.